Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett spent almost 20 hours answering questions from Senate Judiciary Committee members this week.
She was asked about her judicial philosophy. She was asked about what she thought about same-sex marriage, the Second Amendment, and Roe v. Wade.
In almost every instance, Barrett responded to the questions the way other nominees, male and female, have responded over the last three decades. That is to say, she dodged.
I will not express a view on a matter of public policy, but I'm not going to express a view on whether I agree or disagree. I just can't give answers to those very specific questions.
Barrett is only the fifth woman and the only mother of school-age children to be nominated to the court.
I was wondering if you might introduce us to them.
Sure. So I have my husband, Jesse, my son, JP, my daughter, Emma, my daughter, Juliet.
Her family inspired a lot of questions over those many hours, many of which have never been asked of her male counterparts.
You don't have a magic formula for how you do it and handle all the children and your job and your work and your thought process, which is obviously excellent. Do you?
Barrett did answer that question.
It's improv.
Yes.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz asked about how Barrett has dealt with the effects of the pandemic on her children's education.
For you and your husband, you've got seven kids. How did y'all manage through the lockdowns and distance learning? What was that like in the Barrett household?
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy wanted to get down to brass tacks of how the Barrett House functions efficiently, even though she has such a high-power job.
It's a sincere question. I'm generally curious. Who does the laundry in your house?
Barrett laughed politely. Even if some members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are mystified by how she does it all, it is clear the nominee was ready to field questions that many of the men who have sat in that same chair have never had to answer.